Прошу своей цели.
We have that Yaakov took me abne hamokom, vayitka bamokom, vayelon shom, ki vo hashemesh, vayikach me abne hamokom. Do you want to take one? Vayikach me abne hamokom. Yaakov took me abne hamokom. So, Rashi says, famous Medrash, that each Evan said a lie aniach tzaddik as Rosho. Each one wanted the stone to be for Yaakov's head to be on him. Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Evan Achas. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made into one Evan, and that's Vayikach as a Evan as Shasamei Rosho. So, even though it starts off as Me'avni Amakom, it says Vayikach as a Evan as Shasamei Rosho. So, later on. That's the Medrash. And Yaakov took the stone, that's in Pasuk Yud Ches. So, in fact, Eliyahu Rabbah is one of the famous Tosfos Kelim in Shulchan Aruch, so in Or HaChaim, so in Siman Mem Beis, which is by Hilchos Tefillin, he uses this Medrash for Nachmina Lamaisa. The Mogen Avraham says that when you have the Ritzuas of the Tefillin Shel Yad. So, wants to know, can you flip the Ritzuas around, that the part that you use for the, that you wrap around your fingers, can you use that part to become the Yud, the knot, the Yud, by the bias? Can you flip around the Ritzuas? Magen Avraham says, there is a problem of being murid from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, because the Yud, the bias, is more chamor than the other part of the Ritzuos. The Rabbi says, it's not true. The concept of being murid the Kedusha is only by two separate chafetzim. By one chafetz, it's all one zach, and there's no problem of switching around the sides of the tefillin. And the Rabbi's mochiach from this medrash, because he says, what's shot that each Evan says Alaya Niach Tzadik, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made peace and said, okay, you all become one Evan. Each Evan could still taina that Yaakov's head is going on this part of the stone and not going on that part of the stone. So what's the shalom here? Because of course his head is not on the entire stone. So it must be the reason why there was pius for each stone was because since it's one chetza, so that's called, even if Yaakov's head is not on every part of the stone, that's still called that it's resting on this one chevet. It's still called the one chet of the stone that Yaakov is shayach to that stone. Mimela, so too, by things like tefillin, it's not called the harada de kedusha. And another halacha this would be applicable to, which is very nogela maisa, different minhagim, about putting the talus, the silver part on top of talus. So,
First of all, can you have a silver tablet?
Right, there's different discussions about it. But if some people say you should have it because you shouldn't flip around the talus to the kanfos, the tzitzis that you had at the top shouldn't use for the bottom, so you use it as a siman. But if for one chetza doesn't make a difference, then there's no reason to make a siman. That's Eliyahu Rabbah pulls it out from this medrash.
Yaakov Inu makes another. Vida Yaakov Neda Lemor, Im Ye Elokim Imadi, Shmirani Baderach Azeh, Sha'anochi Cholech, Natani Lechem Lechol Begadubosh, Kosh Baruch Hu, if you sustain me, Vishavti B'Shalom Beis Ovi, Vayashem Li Elokim, Vayavin Azosh Shasamti Matseva, Ye Beis Elokim. I'll make a Matseva, V'choshi Titanei Aseres Milach, make a Matseva, and I will be Meiser, I will give Meiser to you. The Rambam, famous Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, Perek Vov, Halacha Lamed Aleph. Rambam says, Ye royal Li, it seems to me, Sha'afa Pisha ain't other Makdish Dabar Shaloboli Olam, even though we hold ain't other Makdish Dabar Shaloboli Olam, Im Omar Hare Alai Lehakdisho, if someone's Machayev himself that makes a Hare Alai to be Makdish something, Hare Zechayev Lehakdisho. Then there's a Chayev Lehakdisho, Kishi Yaboli Olam, when the item gets into the world, Mishum Neder. Because of the neder of Harei Alai, he's mechuyev to be makdisha once it comes into the world. So, and then he gives examples in Lachalam Beis.
And then Halacha Lamed Gimel, he says, even though this is from his own opinion, he says Raya L'Dover. He has a Raya from the Pasuk. Asher Amar Yaakov Avinu V'Chol Asher Titen Li Aser Asrei Nelach V'Nemar Shenadart Lisham Neder. So Yaakov Avinu didn't have these things in the world at the time of when he made a neder. So he's being makdish dover shelo bo liolam. And afal pichin, since Torah says that l'chor neder is chal, and Yaakov is mechuyev to bring it, once it's bo liolam. So Achronim point out, this Rambam is not like a Truvas Rivash. Or you could say Truvas Rivash is not like the Rambam, that the Rivash in Simen Shin Chav Ches, and also in Simen Shin Lamed He, discusses the very famous question of how could Esav sell the Bechora to Yaakov. L'chora the Bechora, depending on what the Bechora is, and I can get involved in it now, but L'chora the Bechora is Dabar Shelo B'Liolam at the time of when Esav sold it. Moshel Fati Avodah Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash yet. How could Esav sell the Bechora to Yaakov? So the Tshuva's Rivash, one of the first ones to address this question, says that the chisaron of Ein Adam Makdash Dabar Shelo B'Liolam is only Achar Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, Adam is Makdash Dabar Shelo B'Liolam. So Zokta Achronim, you see from this Rivash, not like the Rambam. Lefi the Rivash, how could the Rambam bring a Raya that even though in general we say Ein Adam Makdash Dabar Shelo B'Liolam, but if someone says Harei Alai LaHakdisho, if someone's Mechayev himself, then Harei Alai Neder is Chal, Kishi Yavo HaDabar Liolam, and Rambam brings a Raya from Yaakov Avinu, that you see, Harei Alai LaHakdisho, what's the Raya? Even in the case of Stam being Makne or Maknesh Dabar Shelo B'Liolam, not that you make a Chiyuv on yourself, but you Maknesh an item which will come in later, it should still be Chal, because we're dealing with Yaakov before Matan Torah, there's no Chisaron of other Maknesh Dabar Shelo B'Liolam. So for the Rambam to bring a Raya from Yaakov Avinu, that Harei Alai works, and even though ain't on the Makdash Dabar Shelo B'Liolam, but by Harei Alai it does work, you see from that the Rambam's holding that even before Matan Torah, there is a Chisaron of other Makdash Dabar Shelo B'Liolam, and it's only because it's Harei Alai is why Yaakov's Neder Taka work. But according to Rivash, you don't need to come on to that. According to Rivash, anyways, there's no Chisaron of Dabar Shelo B'Liolam. Even if it wasn't Neder of Harei Alai, it would work by Yaakov Avinu. Okay. No, but he's Mechayev himself. He's not Mechayev any specific item. He says that anything that comes to my way, I'll give as Meiser. So it's a Chiyuv on himself. Now this Neder of Yaakov Avinu, This Neder of Yaakov Avinu was the Eitz Tzara. This Neder is actually learned out l'halacha that even though in general a person should not make Nedarim, but the Eitz Tzara, it's either Mutter or even possibly a Mitzvah, depending on the Lashonos of different Rishonim. So Tosfos and Chulin Beis Mubeis addresses this Neder. Tosfos and Chulin Beis Mubeis is there's a variety of Gemaras in the Darim that discuss that a person shouldn't make a Neder. And Rav Meir's opinion is, not just neder, even a nedava a person shouldn't make. And Tosfos asks a few questions. One of Tosfos' questions to Chulin Beis Mubeis is, how could it be, Vayidah Yaakov neder? How could Yaakov have made a neder if you're not supposed to make a neder? And even though this is before Matan Torah, presumably what Tosfos wants is, the person's not supposed to make a neder, avos kaimu kol Torah kula, so why should Yaakov do something that you're not supposed to do? Tosfos answers, Yesh Lomor, the Be'ez Tzara Shari, Kemrim Breshish Rabba. The either Yaakov Neder Lamor, what's Lamor? Lamor Ledoros, Sheyehu Nodrim Be'ez Tzara. It sounds like it's not just, even though Tosfos Loshna Shari, it sounds like it's Taka a good thing to do. That we learn out from Lamor that Yaakov's Din has learned out Ledoros, that a person, that we are Nodrim Be'ez Tzara. So Yaakov Avinu made a Neder Be'ez Tzara. So basically for a mitzvah there's also a hetzer to make a neder, or to be, the Gemara says, Shari, the Gemara says, Minayin shenishpoyin l'kayim es a mitzvah, because Shari Lizruze Napshe, you're allowed to make a neder to hasten yourself, to be mizdareis yourself. In that case, and for the Esara, you can make a neder. Now, this Tosfos is also important because, in addition to the whole discussion about the Avos having a din before, if they have a din of Yisrael ben Noah before Matan Torah, there's also a discussion of do we learn out dinim before Matan Torah. Tosfos Samoi Katon Dachav quotes that by Avelos, Lamashal Avelos, we learn out from Pasuk and Amos that the concept of Avelos being 7 days. Tosfos asks, why don't we learn out from Yosef? That it says by Yosef there was Avelos for 7 days. Tosfos says we don't learn out before Matan Torah. L'chora from here, what do I care that Yaakov kept Kol Torah Kula? Still, how could you learn? What's Lamor? We're learning out Shiyuhu Nodrim Be'ez Torah. L'chora, this Tosfos will be a raya that you do learn out from before Matan Torah. Okay. Moving on in the parsha, Perachot Tes, Pasuk Hey. This is an interesting pasuk. Vayomer Lohem, Hayadatam es Lavan ben Nachor, Vayomer Yadan. Yaakov is looking for Lavan, so he's looking and he asks for Lavan ben Nachor. I see your attention is peaked now that I said Lavan ben Nachor.
Oh no, not that one.
Oh, okay. So the Rishonim ask why does Yaakov ask for Lavan ben Nachor? Why doesn't he ask for Lavan ben Besuel? So the Ramban already addresses it. And the Ramban says, "Hey, a nikkur v'yadua b'shem Avi Aviv. Lavan was known in the name of his grandfather. Ki hu nichbod me Aviv, because he was more honorable and known." Then Besuel, the Rosh Beis Avosam, and he was the Rosh of the Beis Avosam. And Bang goes on to say that Besuel also was a person of lesser stature, and Lavan wanted the Yichus to go after his grandfather. Okay. The Chizkuni says a very similar lashon. Besuel Aviv Hayachadal Ishim Kishabal Lavan Bacharan Kfar Mace Besuel. The Lohaya Yadua Beosomakom. Besuel was not known there. Vaya Mechanim Lavan Hashem Nachar Zakeno Shahaya Ish Yadua. Nachar was more known than Besuel. Kliyakar says that he says Lavan Ben Nachar Hashem Maisav because Yaakov understood that Nachar was. I think Lashon Kliyakar was he was Ishtam V'Yashar. And really he says Yaakov's question wasn't if the people of the city recognized and knew Lavan, because he thought for sure they would know him, but he was asking them about Maisav and about his Yichos. So he asked, is he Misyachis Achar Nachor, who was an Ishtam V'Yashar, or is he Misyachis Achar Besuel Haratmoi, Shayabol Kol Besuels? So they said Yadanu, which means Kihu Ben Nachor Misyachis Achar, the Domal of Masov, they were saying Lavan was good.
I saw this, Derech Sichar, Chaim Kinevsky, they asked him why the Pasuk says Lavan Ben Nachor, we'll get to Chaim in a second. Before Chaim, there's a Trumas Hadeshin, and Sefer Chassidim. Trumas Hadeshin in Chelek Aleph, Simon Chaf Aleph. The question that he discusses here is someone who's a mumer, and he's still in his status of being a mumer. He's still birisho. How do you call his son up to the Torah for an aliyah? So do you call him Ben his father or what? So. Translation says that you should call him b'shem Avi Ov. You should call him after his grandfather. And he says he saw this in Sefer HaChassidim. And he says there's a raya from our pasuk Hayedatem Eslovon Ben Nachor. So you see, it's shayach and good to be misyaches the son after the grandfather if the father was a mumar.
It seems from Rashi that he was not getting a great person.
Nachor. So you're asking on the Kliyakar's shot?
You can get Aliyah anyway, so.
that might love him getting Aliyah.
No, I mean, like, in general, trying to say, like, okay, fine, why did they ask after, why did Yaakov phrase it when he's asking the shepherds when they're going by? Because it's for that, for the purpose of finding out whether or not he's considered like a normal person. But we see that Rashi later on, he phrased it a few different times where he seems to say that, like, you know, Lavan was considered a Rasha.
Yeah, for me, Yaakov, this is before Yaakov's interactions with Lavan. Yaakov wants to know, how is Lavan?
So, perceived by everyone else,
yes,
as considered normal.
Yes. So, this Kliyakar, sorry, not this Kliyakar, this Trumas Hadeshen is brought l'halacha in the Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Lamites, Sif Gimel, brings this l'halacha that if someone fathers a mumar, for all the Gabayim here, you call him the shame of Yaviv. Hopefully there's no people who either father are a mumar. The Prima Godim on this halacha says, what if the grandfather is also a mumar? Do you call him after his great-grandfather? What?
Ben Avraham.
So this Prima Godim we've quoted other times for the discussion of, this is a good makor for, even though we say B'nai Banim Kibanim, do we say B'nai Banim Kibanim? So the Prima Godim says no. We only say B'nai Banim Kibanim below the Malam Isa. So you would not call him after his great-grandfather. Sorry?
I didn't see.
The question is, no other option here. I don't know.
Well,
could be mine into it.
I don't know.
The and one of the other
Sfarim call up by the mother's name.
One of the other Sfarim on the one of the other Nosei Kelim, Sefer Magen Giburim, he discusses this Trumas Hadeshen, and he points out that Lachora, what's the Trumas Hadeshen's Raya from Lavan Ben Nachor, Lefi the Ramban's Pshat, Lefi the Chizkuni's Pshat. That he was called Lavan ben Nachor because Nachor was more well known than Bisuel, so it was not that it's not like the Trumas Hadeshen said that Lavan that Yaakov was forced to call Lavan ben Nachor because he didn't want to be misachi to Machar Bisuel Harasha. It's just that Nachor was more well known, so it was a better way of being able to find Lavan. So according to that Pshat in the pasuk, the Trumas Hadeshen has no raya for his din. Magen Giburim points it out. The Trumas Hadeshen is Lachor going against the Rishonim's Pshat in the pasuk. So before they asked Chaim Kanievsky this question about the Trumas Hadeshen, about calling him B'shem Avi Aviv, so they were asking him, is this a good raya from this pasuk, Lavan ben Nachor? And Chaim said, I don't understand. Nachor is no more of a tzaddik than Bisuel. So what do you gain by calling him Lavan ben Nachor or Lavan ben Bisuel? But we said before the Kliyakar says that Adarava, Yaakov's whole question was is Lavan Mitzyachis Achar Nachor, who is an Ishi Yosher Vatam. So if anyone wants to go to Chaim and say, what about the Kliyakar? I'd like to hear what happens. Okay.
Kareita.
Fine. One more pshat in Lavan Ben Nachor. This is for Levi. The Das Zakenim in Parsha Shmos. Das Zakenim in Parsha Shmos says about the pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayera, when it's Misyachis Rivka Achar Nachor, the pasuk says that Nachor and Milcah had six sons. In addition to Bisuel, there was also someone there named Kmuel. What's Kmuel? So the Medrash Darshan, Dathakan is quoting a Medrash, Dathakan in Parshas Shmos, I believe it's pasuk Tes, pasuk Yud, the Medrash says Kmuel is Lavan and Bilam, and Kmuel are all the same person, Shekom al Uma Shelkel, that got up to go against Klal Yisrael. Azoi Shtein Das Zakenim. He does not bring a raya from our pasuk. If it's true, however, that Lavan is Kmuel, then this pasuk, you don't have to say any of the pshatim of these Rishonim, because it comes out that Lavan ben Nachor is Taka, Nachor is Taka his father. And not only that, we could also say back to the Trumas Hadeshen, you have a raya from Lavan ben Nachor that by a case of a mumar you call the son after the grandfather. What's the raya? The case here is Lavan ben Nachor is a regular son, ben his father. Oh, state in pasuk Lavan ben Bisuel, the stira, you can't have two fathers, this is known. So that's the homework. Okay. Upon them, those are a few different shatim in pasuk of Lavan ben Nachor. Okay, weiter in the Parsha. So we have the Maisa with Yaakov and Lavan, and
Lavan says, Pasuk Chavav, Vayomer Lavan lo yasachem bimkomeinu lo se tatzir lepnei abechira. This is after Yaakov finds out in the morning, it's in the morning, Vayhiva Voker Vihinehi Leah, it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. Vayomer Lavan mazos asisali, what did you do to me? I worked for Rachel. Why were you Lamarimi Sani? Vayomer Lavan lo yasachem bimkomeinu lo se tatzir lepnei abechira. We give the Bechira before the Tzira. Malay Shavuah Zos from Nitnu Lachar. First to have Sheva Brachos with Leah. Afterwards, Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, the Sheva Brachos, and then afterwards you work another 7 years. But right after the Sheva Brachos, I'll give you Racha. So this halacha we spoke last year. Say quickly again of this concept of lo yasachem mikamenu lo se tatzeir lefnei bechira. Do we pass in this way or not? If someone has two daughters, are you allowed to marry off the younger one before the older one? First thing
Wait,
is.
Where are we passing from Lava?
Yeah.
Great question.
Oh, snap.
Very interesting.
Also, you just said that to
okay, you can you can move on to the next one.
We'll see what the Rashbam and Rabban Tam have to say to that. But as far as learning out before Matan Torah and Hanami, this would also be a raya to learning out from before Matan Torah. As far as learning out from Lavan, just a second. And as far as Mkomeinu, please look into it. I don't know. So, you shouldn't be able to, because maybe Mkomeinu is different in the Hanami. I'd like to know what the pshat is with that. I don't have an answer to that. Okay. First, and furthermore, the next pasuk is Malei Shavuah Zos. You could ask about that also. The Yerushalmi learns out from Malei Shavuah Zos the concept of Sheva Brachos and Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Right? Why don't we get married on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed? Because you don't mix two Simchas together. The Simchas of Yom Tov and Simchas of Nisuin. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. The Yerushalmi learns out from Malei Shavuah Zos. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Once again, learning out from Lavan and learning out from before Matan Torah. The Ramban brings this Yerushalmi here on the pasuk, and Ramban says it's only in a smachta. Malei Shavuah Zos is only in a smachta. This was the minhag ha-kadmonim that they would have Sheva. That they would have Sheva Brachos even before, even in their time and their place, but it's only in the Smachta. The truth is, while the Yishalmi brings out this as the Makor for Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes Mu Aleph brings a different Makor from Nach. The Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes brings out from Shlomo HaMelech Araya for Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So we spoke also in the past, it'd be an interesting question, which is a better Yafusa, to learn out from Nach or to learn out from Torah but before Matan Torah? So while the Bavli brings the Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, the Yerushalmi brings Malei Shavuah Zos from Lavan and before Matan Torah for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And the Ramban says it's only in Asmachta. When the Rambam brings Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which Pasuk does the Rambam bring? Malei Shavuah Zos. The Rambam quotes the Pasuk of the Yerushalmi over the Bavli, learning out from Lavan. It's a Drasha Gemura, not like the Ramban, that you learn out Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha from Malei Shavuah Zos. That Rambam's in Hilchos Ishos. As far as lo yasechem b'mkomeinu lo se tatzeir lefnei abechira, do we learn out from Lavan that you should marry the daughters first? So the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, quotes on that Gemara which Rashi brings by Benot Slavchod. So the order in the Pesukim change by Benot Slavchod. There's two different orders in the Torah. And one time it's Derech Chachmason, and one time it's Derech Gedulason. One time it's based on who's smarter of them, and one time it's based on the age. And when it's based on the age, the Pesukim are talking about that the Benot Slavchot came to marry. And the Rashbam says, how does the Gemara know that in that Pesuk it's talking about their ages, that it's they're listed in age order? Because he says, the Pesuk says, Lo yasachem b'mkomeinu lo se tatzeir lefnei abechira. So it must be that they came in age order. So you see, the Rashbam holds, we can bring from this pasuk, we talk a learn out from Lavan, that there's a din of lo yasechem komeinu. There's a din that you marry them off first, and that's how the Torah knew, that's how the Gemara knew that they were derech gedulason by benot slavchad, because they came to marry, and it must be that it's listed in age order. So you see, Rashbam is learning from Lavan, halacha lemaisa.
Maybe that would be why we learned from Lavan, because Lavan's daughters, I mean, they had that Nisnasoda, if you will, so it became the minhag of Benos Yisrael.
What's that have to do with if it's for men as well?
I'm saying, because it would only be the women, meaning Yaakov, not that he would have won him, and Manasseh, let's say, but if from Rachel, where they came from, that was the way it was done, so their daughters now kept that.
Ah, because, and it turned out to be within the Mishpacha of Yaakov. So we take it as being Bnei Yaakov?
Right.
Or also, you could also answer that since Yaakov accepted it, it's a question if he accepted it or not.
Right. That could be Lavo saying, "Lishitascha, you should wait." Even.
Right. Another raya that we paskin this is from Rabbeinu Tam in Kiddushin, Daf Membeizim Aleph. The sugya of Kiddushin Sheim Esur and Labia. Rabbeinu Tam brings a maisa that he says that the son of Rav Hoshaya HaLevi was Mekadesh, daughter of a certain Ashir, and he said the words Bitchon Mekadesh Asli Stoma, but he didn't say to which one. And Rabbeinu Tam says that we can assume that he was Mekadesh the Gedola, Mishum De Lo Yasechem B'Mekomein Olosot at the Ir of Nei Bechira. So in the case of Stam Kiddushin, you don't say which one. Rabbeinu Tam says that one's out from love, one that's referring to Le'asachim Kenos at Yosem Bechira. So, lady, we have to deal with this, no?
Mm-hmm.
Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam.
Definitely.
Okay,
so
good.
We can't just
not at all.
Even Bavan was saying that it's dealt with the Minacham Lachim by him, which says that applies everywhere else.
So, some Moshe asked. But, that's a good question. I don't know. So, while these seem to be good rayas, Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra, Chelik Beis, Simon Aleph, holds that you definitely can marry, the younger one can marry before the older one, and he says not only that, it's auxilious, he says, to make him wait. And he answers the kashas. He says the kasha from Benot Salachod, there they all came to marry all at the same time. So if they all came to marry at the same time, definitely you have to marry them in age order, and not. Because they're all there to marry at the same time. Would that Rabbeinu Tam, that by Stam, you say Stam, Bitcham Mekadeshishli, are you referring, how does he know that you're referring to the oldest? So it's not because there's an Isser to give the younger one before the older one, but since the Derech HaOlam is to have the older one marry first, we can assume that Stam Das, Bitcham Mekadeshishli, is referring to the older one. By the Hanami, there's no Isser to marry the younger one before the older one. Okay, later, in these psukim, there seems to be stira. I'm not going to address the answers, but I just want to point out the stira. We said the pasuk says, Vayihi vaboker v'inehi leya. So the first night, Yaakov thought he would be with Rachel, and it ended up being Leah. A few psukim later, in pasuk lamed aleph, Vayar Hashem kisnuo leya, vayiftach es rachma v'rachel akara. So Hashem saw, this is weeks later, Hashem saw that Kisnu Aleya Vayiftachas Rachma. The problem with these psukim is from a Rashi in Vayechi. Rashi in Vayechi by Reuven says, Kochi Vireshis Oni. Rashi brings that Reuven was not only the first, was not only before, Reuven, Rashi quotes Gemara Yevamostaf Ayin Vav, Shelo Ra Keri B'yamav. That Reuven came from Yaakov's first Bia. If that's the case, so on the one hand, Yaakov's first bia was with Leah, and yet six psukim later it says Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah vayiftachas rachma. So it sounds like vayiftachas rachma came weeks later. That's question one. Question two: we have a Gemara in Yevamos on Medala that says Ein isha misabereshim mibia rishona. So how could it be that Yaakov was that Reuven was born from bia rishona? Question number three. Gemara in Darim Daf Chavav, there's something called Teisha Midos. There's nine types of children who the kids are pasuk calls them that they're going to be Posheya and Mordim. If the husband is not with the wife the right way, one of them is called Bnei Temura. Bnei Temura means that the husband switched around the wives. Mamish is the exact case by Rachel and Leah. He has Kavana for Rachel and he's with Leah. So, and if that taka was the time, when Reuven was created, then it would come out that Reuven could be a Bnei Temura. All three of these questions, Rishonim asked, Tosos and Yevamos, and Achronim bring from the Rive that deals with this, and
there's different mahalchim to answer all of these questions. The main thing you have to figure out is which pasuk is ikar. Is the pshat that really, you can answer all the questions by saying that Reuven was that the first night really Yaakov wasn't with Leah, and the ikar pasuk is vayiftach asrachma, which came weeks later, and really. And maybe the first bia wasn't a bia gemura, and that's why there's no problem of any shemis beres bia rishona, because really it was the second bia, and just the lo ro keri biyomov means maybe the second bia was the first keri, and that's one mahalach. And the other mahalach is that the first night taka everything happened, and the pasuk is taka Tosfos al Torah says ein mukta muchar b'torah, that vayiftach asrachma is really going back to the pasuk of the vayhi b'boker v'hinehi leah. It's still a little bit of a funny read because the pasuk says v'yiftach hasrachma v'rachel akara. So the pasuk is making a distinction, a contrast between Leah and Rachel. That Leah v'yiftach hasrachma v'rachel akara. But this is going back with Lila Rishon, that Yaakov's not with Rachel yet. So that's just the theory in the psukim. You have to know how to answer it. One more pshat. When Leah is giving the names, the Torah says why she called each shevet by its name. By Yehuda, in Pasuk Lam and Hey, Batahar Ot Vatelet Bema Tomer Hapam Odeh Hashem Al Kain Korosh Mo Yehuda, because this time she had Hodah to Hashem. That's why she called him Yehuda. There's two Gemaras about Yehuda being called Yehuda, and Brachos and Ansota. The Gemara in Sota says that why was Yehuda called Yehuda, and why is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei found in Yehuda? Because Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Berabim. Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Berabim when he said to Tamar, Tzidko Mimeni, that was a Hodah Berabim, and Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and that's why he was Zochah to the name, that's why he was Zochah to have Hashem's name in his name. The Marasha in Sota, this is Daf Lamed Vav, sorry, the Marasha and Sota is in the Yud Amud Beis. The Marasha there asks, when Yehuda was born, the Pasuk says, Yehuda was already called Yehuda when he was born. And you're telling me he's Zocha to the name Yudke Vovke because in the Kashim Shemayim Barabim with the Maisa of Tamar, but he already had Hashem's name in his name at the time of when Leah already called him Yehuda from the time he was born. Marsha says, if anything, he should have called him Odeh. We would have had one of the shots and be called Odeh. Nothing to do with Yehuda. Apam Odeh Hashem, we would have called him Odeh. So Marsha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the name Yehuda in her mouth, Al Shem Hodah de Osted. That since the Hodah de Osted, that Yehuda is going to be Mekai Hashem Shemayim Berabim later on by Tamar, so for that, already now, Hashem put the name Yehuda in her mouth, and with Ruach HaKodesh, Leah called Yehuda. But if not for that, she would have called Yehuda Odeh, because Apam Odeh is Hashem. But now, you have to know how to shtimz with the Gemara and Brach. Gemara and Brach of Zayman Bey says that Leah was the first one to give Hodah to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Apam Odeh is Hashem, Leah is the first one to give Hodah to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Marsha there asks, how did Leah know that what Rashi says there, what was her hodah about for Yehuda? Rashi brings that Leah knew there was going to be 12 shvatim, and Yaakov has 4 wives. So according to the math, each one of the imahos should have, each one of the wives should have 3 kids. And now Leah is giving birth to her 4th kid, Yehuda. So now she has hodah because her chelek is one more than any of other Yaakov's wives. So Marsha asks, how did Leah know that there was going to be 12 shvatim? So you learn Megillah, Leah's not in the list of the nevias. So how did Leah know there was going to be Yubei shvatim? Different, could be different levels of Ruach Kodesh, but so what's the gather? It could be an answer. Marsha says that she's not on the list, which means she didn't have nevuah here. And he says that what must have happened was that she was misnavna, v'lo yodas ma misnavna. She had nevuah and she didn't know, but she didn't know she was having it. Meaning she, because Baruch Hu put in her mind that she should, that there was going to be Yud Beis Shvatim. The Loshna Marsha there is Rak Hashem Som Befiha Ledaber Ha'asidos. So that's what I don't. That's what's not clear here. It sounds from here that Hapam Odes Hashem, that Leah's Etzem Hoda'ah was a nevuah, and that was from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that some Ledaber Ha'asidos on this Hoda'ah. So it sounds like even the Iker Hoda'ah, that now she has one chilek more, is also derech nevuah. So that's not going to stem with the Marshan Sota that says that through the Shem Shemayim B'Rabim that's going to happen later on is why she called him Yehuda. But if not for that, she would have called him Oda. We're now saying even to say Oda, even the Esam Hodov having Yehuda, that itself was a nevuah the Marsha saying. And don't tell me it's a stira in the Marsha, because the Marshan Sota himself quotes the Marsha in Brachos. He's quoting the Gemara in Brachos there. He's definitely aware, as he's writing his Perish in Marsha, he's aware of what's going on in Brachos. So Lechora, you have to say that when the Marsha says in Brachos that Hashem som b'fiha l'daber ha'asidos, Lechora, the pshat is that Hashem put it into her mind. L'daber doesn't mean that when she spoke that was nevuah, but l'daber ha'asidos means that Hashem put it in her mind that there was going to be Yud Beis Shvatim. Once that nevuah came about, then she had clear yediyah that when she was saying Hapam Odeh Hashem, she knew now that was with complete yediyah that she's saying Odeh Hashem, that once she had this yediyah of Yud Beis Shvatim, she on her own was giving hoda'ah. She would have called him Odeh because of this hoda'ah, which itself came about from Ruach HaKodesh, that there's Yud Beis Shvatim, there's a reason to give hoda'ah. She would have called him Oda, but now the fact that she calls him Yehuda, Alkein Karash Mo Yehuda, that was through Ruach HaKodesh. Just think about it now, it's an interesting reading in the Pasuk, Batomer Hapam Odes Hashem, Alkein Karash Mo Yehuda. Alkein, Pasha Taich means, because there was Hoda'ah this time, therefore, Karash Mo Yehuda. Lechora, according to Marasha, the two don't have anything to do with each other. Hapam Odes Hashem, because there's Hodor right now that her chilek is more than the other wives of Yaakov, that would be a reason to call him Ode. Shmo Yehuda is because of Yehuda's Mikai Shem Shemayim Barabim La'asalavo. That was her nevuah. So maybe, also thinking now, maybe an answer you can say is, L'maisa, there's two Hodors. Hapam Odes Hashem, there's the Hodor on Leah's chilek being more than the other wives. But also, Yehuda's Kiddush and Shemayim Barabim was also a Hoda'ah. Yehuda Hoda Titka Mimeni, Tzatzatka Mimeni. Yehuda was masking to save Tamar's life. That was, the Gemara calls that a Hoda'ah. So Efshar, Hapam Odes Hashem, Vatar Ovatela Bein Vatomer, Hapam Odes Hashem, could be also Odes Hashem. Oda is, the chelik of Oda is also a Nevuah, that Oda is that there's going to be a Hoda'ah later on, and that's Alkein Karash Mo Yehuda being meramis to the Hoda later on. Kupanim, we have to know these two marshals work together. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay, I'll stop here.